Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Marinoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband. Although I say husband, I say it very loosely today because we just had an argument about 3 minutes ago.
Yep.
And to be honest, in those 3 minutes, I've been imagining my life with somebody else. And it was a welcome relief.
Did you have a podcast together?
No. No, absolutely not.
Right, yeah, right,
well, that's where the happiness ensued.
Yeah, why start a thing with your new lover that ruined the last love? Fucking hell. Again, it's that age-old thing of when we're getting ready for a podcast, you need cartwheels and screaming, and I need to just chill the fuck out and get ready to go.
Boring.
That is, you know what you are? You're the podcast equivalent of fucking drunk aunties at weddings going, get up and dance, man. Stop being boring. Come on. Macarena's on. Come and dance with your Auntie Jean. Fuck off, Auntie Jean. Break your hip again.
I just want to have fun.
There's no fun left, Rosie.
Oh,
there's no fun left.
Chris, don't bring your downness to the podcast, please. We're here to...
Downness? Oh, sorry. Let's go back through the episodes of the podcast and find them few weeks where you were just pregnant and a twat and fucking you opened every episode with I'm fucking sick and I hate my life.
Not anymore.
Hey, I was a bloody shoulder to cry on. I kept you going, eh? You bloody, as soon as I'm down a bit, you're like, oh, I can't be around this. You came down this morning, you were like, I can't, I'm not going to be around you today. And
you
I was
know
like,
what I'm
going to
saying?
Do a podcast, dickhead.
When what? The going gets tough,
yeah.
I fuck off.
Yeah. Back to Rhodes to be a singer. Fucking loser.
Right, how are you then?
Guys, thank you so much for listening. Look, if
they've
you're
gone.
Happy.
No, they've left. Yeah. No one's listening anymore.
Look, where are they going? Where are they going, Rosie? They've got nowhere to go,
they're
man.
They're leaving.
They've got nowhere to go.
They're on the phone to Childline saying, get Mammy and Daddy to stop fighting.
Well, because they were kids.
Yeah.
No, guys, honestly, if you're up on cloud nine a day, well done for you. If you're down in the dumps, well done for you. A lot of we are. But, you know, we've got to crack on. It's episode 103. Thank you so much for continuing to like, rate, and subscribe. Love that you do that. And before going any further, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
Good.
This week's sponsor is...
Yes.
Eh?
Yeah.
It's topical. It is.
Oh, great.
Telling someone who is clearly having an awful time and has probably lost work and really struggling with their mental health due to lockdown that you actually quite enjoy lockdown.
Get in the bin.
Get in the fucking sea. Read the room. You utter piece of garbage. Yeah. Oh, it's me. Honest.
Is that actually your sponsor?
That's a sponsor. Yeah. Have you? Oh, you're not been at work for a year, and you're a bit sad, and you lost loads of income. Oh, well, you know what? I've quite enjoyed lockdown. Fucking read the room, you prick! God damn you! If you're fucking loving lockdown, right, and you think it's great, that's absolutely fine. I'm jealous of you. Fucking well done. But don't say it to someone who's just said they're having a shitter. That's my problem.
Okay.
I'm not saying, look, if you want to wear, if you love wearing a mask, wear a fucking mask. I saw people wearing masks well before this. It's read the room. It's when you speak to someone. I had friends at the beginning of it when all me tours got pulled and everything went. And I have, it's good though, isn't it? Just get like food delivered and that. And I just sit in my house. It's mint. I'm getting paid. Fuck yourself. Read the room. That's literally like me going to someone, oh, I've just broke my ankle, and them going, I'm just going to FaceTime you so I can show you how fast I can run on the spot.
That's right. Let's get to the root of your problem.
I'm annoyed about
my ankle.
I'm annoyed about
my
ankle. That's what's brought us down there.
Right, well,
do you know why? Because it's snowing and I can't even take Robin outside in the snow. He wanted us to take him out on his sledge yesterday and I fucking couldn't. I had to literally let him go outside on his own and I stood and watched out the window while he sat on the sledge on my drive. Not moving. It's not a hill. It's not an incline. Bless him. We'll spend that university money next week because he's not going to need that. sat on flat ground trying to move on his sledge on his own. And it just reminded us of when I was an only child and I had no one to play with and I was in the snow.
Fuck. Well, we've eradicated that issue.
Yeah, we have, but you know. I just skidded Rafe out in the snow on his back. He didn't like it.
I wondered what them scratches were. No, we've got to the root of the problem.
I'm just annoyed about my ankle. Sorry, everyone. I'm just annoyed about
It's hard, Chris. It's hard times. Listen, it's hard times. And we've spent a good, solid 5 minutes discussing the hard times.
Is this your catchphrase? You've had your pity party. Move on.
Chris, I'm not being funny, though. How do you get through life? If you live in this state of constant sort of... It's not healthy. So I like to have a little moment because I think it is healthy to assess the situation and go, this is utterly shit. Yes. But you know what? I know it's utterly shit. But if I live in this world of utterly shit constantly, I won't get out of it. So I need to get out of it. And yes, it is all sunshine and rainbows and me other bit, but it's all I can do to survive. And join us.
Let me in that other bit. I'm coming. Where's me
come
ladder?
On. Come
where's
on.
Me,
let's...
Where's me ladder? Where's me ladder?
I'll get your hand. Come on. Come and join us. Let's have a lovely time. All right? Leave this here. Leave this here. Okay. Leave this shit here.
Okay, come on.
Right?
You know what'll cheer me up? A bloody good jingle.
Yeah, right. I've got just the one for you.
Fantastic.
It's wrote by me. Yeah. I didn't, my friend Steph did it like
that. No, fuck it.
I've got to give credit where credit's due. Okay, here's the jingle.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hello and welcome back to Sunshine, Laughter, Happiness.
I've got a tan.
Days are here again.
Been in Sunshine Land for 5 minutes, I've got a tan.
This is Shag Maradenoid, me, Rosie Ramsey, and Christopher Ramsey.
Yes. You know what it is? The jingle cheered us up. And just getting it all out there in the first bit cheered us. I do feel a little bit better. When we finished that intro, I had a little rant. I had a little shout. I feel a lot better. I'm in Sunshine Land. I'm getting a tan. Look at this. I'm getting a tan. Hold on.
What?
I'm not getting a tan on my left foot.
Why?
Because there's a big fucking boot there because I broke my ankle. I'm joking.
Stop it.
I can walk on my boot now, which is good. I can walk around the house.
Speedy
Gonzalez.
It's very frustrating for me personally because for the last, 3 weeks or whatever when you did it, I did tell you every day it would get better.
Longest 3 weeks of my life.
You were adamant it was not ever going to... You thought that you were just going to have a broken ankle.
God, no rhythm.
Do you know what's making me happy? I've started singing again. I heard it in the shower.
Yeah, I heard it in the shower yesterday. I thought you were in pain. But turns out you're just... No, not when I can hear it. So I've told you this before. When I'm in another room and you just start belting out a show tune and I don't realise it's about to happen and there's water running and there's stuff happening, I do immediately fear the worst. Like a killer's just came in and attacked you in the shower.
I can't sing quietly.
I've noticed.
I'm a proper belter.
I've noticed. Do you know what I was thinking yesterday, actually? You were singing away and I was in the kitchen. I could hear you and I was trying to do a bit of work and I was just like, oh, God. And it was lovely. I love your singing. Mm. But, sometimes when you can't concentrate, I just remembered that scene. You know in the Goonies where Sloth's tied to the chair and his brother's just going, I figured, and he's just fucking screaming in agony. Felt a lot like Sloth. I felt a lot like him. You're just like, I'm just like, fucking... losing me shit.
That's the worst thing anyone's ever said to us.
Really?
Well,
we've got a good 40 minutes left yet, man. I'll see if I can raise the bar.
I love the Goonies. I can't wait to show the boys the Goonies.
It's going to be that thing where they'll think it's shite.
They will think it's shite.
They'll think it's absolutely shit.
They might. I think Robin would enjoy the bit, when it's, what's he called?
Chunk. Yeah.
And he's eating ice cream and he's explaining. And then I went in there.
That's the thing. So I think films that my dad said to me, these are amazing, you're going to love this. Godfather was the only one I actually loved.
Yeah.
So he tried loads of movies on. I was like, fuck this. But Godfather's the only one. But it's a classic.
It is. But yeah. I put the gummy bears on for Robin yesterday. Not having it.
Hated it.
What's this bit of shit?
Yeah, he's really strange, isn't
he? Well, because the graphics are rubbish. Yeah. Look what they watch now, man.
Yeah.
It's like back in the day when we used to go to my nana's and she had a black and white telly. And she'd put it on and I'd be like, I don't really want to watch this. So we had a colour telly. Do you know what I mean? It's like, but it's the same thing. But it's in black and white.
I'm worried that Robin and Rafe might not like Marvel or Harry Potter.
Then they'll not be getting in the door.
Honestly, they can live in the shed.
They're not going to like it, are they? They're going to just be like, I'm not keen on this.
Well, the problem is, Robin's currently watching a thing on Disney Plus, and it's like, all of the superheroes. It's called Superhero Squad, and it's like a fucking mashup of every Marvel one. Is he though? Because this is all of them in one go. This like the Fantastic Four, the X-Men, the Avengers, they're all in one. Is he going to watch Marvel and be like, why is Spider-Man not appearing until Captain America Civil War? I don't know. I think I'm going to have to argue with him.
We'll see.
Oh.
Watch Ravel and not like anything.
No.
He might like my stuff.
He might, you never know.
Oh my word, me and Rafe could watch the back catalogue of Real Housewives.
Oh,
imagine that.
That is honestly, that's cruelty to children. That I'll report you for that.
I had a thought yesterday.
Yeah.
What would you do if they ever did a Real Housewives of like Newcastle? Could I do it?
No.
Why?
One, we don't live in Newcastle. We live in South Shields.
But they don't live in the place where it is. They live on the outskirts.
Oh, so there's even more lies in it. Fake geography, fake tits, fake lips. What's going on?
Well, they live like an hour outside, some of them.
Ridiculous.
But would you let us do it?
No, definitely not. It'd be horrible.
Why?
I just think it'd be awful. I'm sure Paddy McGuinness's wife was on one series of Housewives of Cheshire.
She's still sometimes in it, yeah.
Oh, she's still on?
Yeah. She's not a main one,
though. I can't imagine Paddy being angry with that.
Why?
Just cameras around the house. Fucking, just raging.
No, they don't go to our house in that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's not as intrusive. It's not as intrusive as what ours would be.
I don't like it when you turn your Instagram camera onto me. Because what you love doing is getting fully dressed up. I know, when you come downstairs first, if you've had a shower and been fully dressed up, I know I better either make myself scarce or go and do me hair, because I know there's going to be fucking cameras shoved in my face, because you're fine with it.
Yeah.
Selfish.
To be honest, I don't ever think we could do a reality programme. People say all the time, oh, it'd be great if you had a reality programme. Robin is not well behaved enough for a reality programme.
Nah, they'd keep
meltdowns. Keep all the shit in and he'd just look like a dick.
Would have a Super Nanny spin-off. She'd be knocking the door.
Yeah. Mm. I always think about them kids in Super Nanny.
Bit harsh, innit?
Like, what do they think of that now, looking back? You know?
Or any of them? So when the first series of Super Nanny happened, how old will the oldest ones be now?
Oh, they'll be like 20s now.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. Probably.
I'd love to chat to one of them.
I know, it'd be interesting, wouldn't it? Or do you think they find it funny? I don't know.
I always feel worse for the parents, though. Because it's always like, you know, we watched Dogs Behaving Badly the other day, and they were literally like, the dog doesn't go on a full walk, so we'll give him a cake halfway around. Are you fucking mad?
That was wonderful.
But it's always that, innit? It's always like, I give me son. He has his bedtime Red Bull. He has his bedtime Red Bull. And then, what's her name? Super Nanny? Joan.
Joe.
Fucking Joe. Joe, he just won't sleep. He has his Red Bull, midnight. And then he's up till 4. What am I doing wrong? I've got an idea. And I'm not a nanny. Do you know what I mean? Like, I think it's the parents who'd be more ashamed than the kids. They're just being kids.
You can't judge them, though, because this shit's hard. This shit is hard.
Hard during lockdown. Homeschooling. I've had enough now. I've had enough. I'm sorry. I don't know who I'm speaking for. Hey, if you're nailing homeschooling, fucking well done.
Nobody's nailing.
Give us a ring. Let us know how you're doing it. Unbelievable. I'm sick of it.
Well, let's just take a moment to talk about how I have always said, this is even before I had children, people who homeschool, mental. People do it in life.
Yeah, yeah. I remember saying to my mum when I was younger, when I found out what it is, I was like, could I homeschool? My mum would just laughed in my face. Yeah. She was like, absolutely no chance.
Never understood it. Never understood, one, how you got the patience. Two, why? Three, why? And why? So yeah, I've never understood it. And I don't even have respect for them, to be honest. I haven't now.
They're laughing now, though, aren't they? People who homeschool their kids all the way through. Now it's like from birth. Now it's like homeschooling. They're like, yeah, nothing's changed, bitches.
Yeah, they're like, yeah, want one of our worksheets? Fuck you. No, took the piss out of us. I just never understood it. And you'd think now that you'd go, yeah, people who homeschool, honestly, got all the respect in the world. No, I respect them less, because it's horrible. Why put yourself through that? You're putting yourself in an early grave.
It's honestly, I've got grey hair. I'm getting grey hair off of homeschooling, and just often being here all the time. Just get this kid back. I love him so much. So that's the thing, right? That's the thing that people are, I wanted to address this.
Yeah.
Because you see people whinging about it online. People are going, I'm sick of homeschooling. Children need to be at school. I think they do need to be at school. I can't wait till Rom needs to go back to school. He's missing out on so much. Mm-hmm. But there's a subsection of people going, oh, well, shouldn't have had kids then, should you? No. And I'll tell you why you're fucking wrong. If you think that, if you're sitting there without kids and you're seeing these people wanting the kids back at school and saying the kids are at home too much, are wrong and they shouldn't have had kids, you're a fucking idiot. And I'll tell you why you're an idiot, right? Have you ever joined a gym? Imagine joining that gym, paying your membership, walking in, and they fucking put two handcuffs on you, handcuff you to a treadmill, turn it on full belt and go, that's your life now. And you go, but I don't want to live on this treadmill. Shouldn't have joined a gym then, should you? fucking prick.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
That's it.
It's, I mean, it was very constant. Aggressive.
I'm very aggressive. But you got there. I'm very aggressive.
Yeah, no, it's true. Down. It's. I mean, we actually. So with Robin, we can say that. You can go, I didn't think it would be a pandemic. Didn't think I'd be homeschooling my kid.
Yeah.
We had Rafe during a pandemic.
Yeah, yeah.
So that, I mean, we'll take the stick for that.
Yeah, but babies are just Netflix and shit. That's all they are.
Yeah, true.
You watch Netflix, your baby has a poo, you change it, you put a bottle in his mouth, you watch the rest of Netflix. We watched all of Making a Murderer when Robin was a baby.
Oh, that was lovely. That was
God,
nice.
It was fantastic.
I know. Because Robin, well, he was here, but the five-year-old him wasn't here.
Yeah, the five-year-old him
wasn't. But now the five-year-old him is here. All the time.
Doesn't go anywhere.
But let's just take a moment as well, though. The absolute head fuck that is this pandemic and homeschooling and being home. When he's not here, because he goes to my mum's for a day so we can do this podcast.
Feel bad.
Miss him.
Feel bad. Miss him. Crazy.
What's going on?
I don't know what's going on. I feel guilty when he's watching the telly. I feel guilty when he's on the Switch. I feel guilty when he's doing his homeschooling because I'm like, this isn't good. I'm not a teacher. I shouldn't be helping you with this. And then, I feel bad when he goes to your mum's.
Miss him. Oh. I miss him sometimes when he goes to bed. Crazy. What have they done to us? They've changed the... How are we going to go back to work properly?
You're joking, aren't you? You are joking, aren't you? Right, fucking, you know that bag at the door? That's mine. That shit's packed. I am ready. The minute one show or anyone or gigs, anyone rings, I'm gone. Honestly, they could ring us halfway through this podcast. My phone's on. I'll be off.
That is so funny, actually, because we had a Zoom meeting with my management about the tour and things, and we have no idea what's happening with the tour. We're praying it's going ahead, and that's how we're living life currently. But we had a meeting, and I remember when I was pregnant, when I first found out I was pregnant last year, they were like, well, how long are you taking off? And I was like, oh, well, I'll need time off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, come on, I'm having a baby. I'm going to need, you know, like 2 months, whatever. So Rafe's like 4 weeks old. We were on the Zoom and I was like, just anything.
I'll do anything, honestly.
Anything that involves getting on a train.
Yeah.
Like, you'll be fine.
Like, honestly, I know he's all working from home, but before your London offices open again, I'll go in, give him a clean. I'll do anything.
We are so desperate to get back to work. It's the most tragic thing ever.
Oh, gosh.
I haven't been out of the house for work in a year.
Yeah. Lazy.
It came up.
Lazy. I have. Bloody little mix, Mr. Saturday Night.
I know you. So why are you? I should be more down than you.
No, because I've had the taste of it. I've had the taste of it now. I think it's just because we've had a kid as well. It's like you just feel a bit raw. Do you know what I mean?
We should probably stop this because not everyone listening is out in our position. There'll be some people who are okay listening to this going,
Shouldn't have had a cane, Tanya. That's exactly the same. Here's another one for you. It's exactly the same as buying a barbecue. Taking the barbecue home, having your barbecue, then going, what's for tea? Oh, barbecue again. All right, what's for breakfast tomorrow? Barbecue again. What's for fucking eating off forever? But I don't want to eat you shouldn't have bought a barbecue then! Fucking sick.
Babadoo, 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 ba. I've never told you this, but... Just thought this might make you chuckle. Might not even make it in the edit.
Anything to make us chuckle.
My brother. You just don't know me, brother. He's nothing like me. He's more not like me, sister.
Sounds exactly like Barry Beef.
Sounds like Barry Beef.
Yeah.
He might actually be Barry Beef, but I don't know. Yeah. Plaster, he's just salt of the earth lush. He rang me last week, and I haven't managed to tell you this.
Right.
He's like, oh, he's 3-day phone call. I get a phone call of him. Arid, sis, how you doing? I'm keeping Arid. I miss you. Gosh, did I? All this kind of stuff, right? That's exactly how it sounds.
It's like, that's actually bang on.
And he told us the most random stories. Like, oh, I was just I was asleep last night, and I heard a baby, and I thought, shit. There's a baby outside. So he got his clothes on, right? Put his shoes on and that. And he was roaming his street for about 10 minutes trying to find a baby, right? And he's like... he went outside looking. He was like, and then I couldn't hear the baby. And I'm thinking, where? I heard a baby. So he's looking around the streets, right? 3 o'clock in the morning or whatever. Went back inside, said to his girlfriend. He's like, I swear to God, I heard a kid. Like, I heard a baby outside. We need to ring the police. She was like, Kev... The people upstairs have just moved in and they've had a baby.
Fuck off. That's amazing. How did I not know this?
I was saving it to tell
you. Walking around the streets.
Looking for a kid.
Your brother is the gift that keeps on giving. That's incredible.
I know.
Just walking around. Baby. Yeah, baby.
But it's just... Why did he lives
in a downstairs flat on a block of houses, houses.
Yeah.
Why would you assume the baby was outside?
Because they live on the front, so their bedroom is on the front street.
Right, so, yeah, but then you've got to the right, to the left, and up. as possible houses where there could be a baby.
Chris, do you think he regressed to when he grew up in a house, maybe, and forgot for a minute that he lived in a flat?
How dressed was he? At what point of getting dressed did he not think that might not be coming from outside? Fuck me.
Went outside looking for
in the snow.
No, well, it was last week, but obviously it was, winter. In winter, wow. Looking for this kid.
I thought you were gonna say that his girlfriend was like, "Oh, I've just been watching a video on my phone, and there was a baby on the video."
No, it's upstairs. So they've got new neighbours, and they've just had a baby.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Great.
Nice one, Kev. Amazing.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Speaking of babies. Should we momentarily address the fact that last week in Germany we were hate figures?
Are we going to talk about that?
Should we momentarily address it?
Let's address it.
It was just really strange.
It was not a nice day.
I got a day of German trolling.
Mm,
so I got we both got a day of sort of broken English. Some of it was fantastically impeccable. Yeah. I'm not slagging off because, if I was going to troll someone in German, I'd have to go on Google Translate, which some of them may have done. Just broken English abuse on Twitter and on Instagram. Because do you want to tell the story?
So when Rafe was born, the lady came to do his hearing test. The nurse came to do his hearing test in the hospital and handed me a little form, and it basically says if there's any sort of I don't even know how to say it because it's not like
it was like if the top of the ears slightly misshapen one. It covered everything from like. No ear at all to a slightly misshapen ear.
Yeah.
And they handed you it. And it was that weird thing, wasn't it, where we both looked and were like, well, yeah, we do. He hasn't got, like, perfect. But I mean, he is perfect. He's a beautiful baby. But the top of his ear was a little bit sort of,
pointed, he's low kind of different. Stuff. Yeah.
And we thought...
You're allowed to look at your own bin.
Yeah, but it was just weird, wasn't it? Because we would never have done it if she hadn't handed the form. And they handed the form. And the only thought you go to, guys, you go to, right, when he's 15... Mm-hmm. Or 14, mm-hmm. if he comes in from school crying because he's being bullied about the ears that we apparently could have got sorted straight away. Mm-hmm. And I say sorted, it's like almost like a paper straw that they kind of put...
By describing what it is.
Yeah,
now.
So what they did was they put a little paper, almost tiny little paper straw underneath the curve of his ear and put a tiny bit of masking tape on it. And that was it.
That's it. And it's because baby's cartilage in their ears is so... that's why it's misshapen anyway, because he was breech. So he must have just been proper uncomfortable, bless him. He just had a fold over ear. So they do it, this young stage. It's nothing invasive. There's no surgery.
A bit of like
nothing
paper.
Like that. Yeah. And then they put a bit of tape on to tape it down. Yeah. And it was on for a fortnight. Yeah. I basically said what we've just said on my Instagram stories. And then I wasn't even going to mention it because there's lots of stuff happens in our family that we don't mention, especially our kids. Because,
of course.
We don't...
like health things and that.
Yeah, because it's for their privacy and stuff like that. We're very aware of that. But I had to mention it because, he had full-on masking tape on his ears and people would have been like, what's happened? Yeah. Van Goghed it and all that shit. So anyway, I mentioned it. And the newspapers picked it up. Them lovely little papers.
Some lovely papers.
And said that we'd like
they kept using the word treatment and procedure, and they never explained what it was. No. They just said, and then it was like a photo of Rafe asleep, going, "Here's their child asleep after the procedure, after a woman stuck a bit of fucking masking tape on his ear."
Yeah, and the doctor, by the way, not woman. Just
sorry,
the doctor.
So then they took that, got lost in translation there, and then some kind of German magazine picked it up, and that got lost in translation. And I don't speak German, but I imagine it was something like, look at these two fucking pillocks from England getting cosmetic surgery on their baby's ear.
On their 1-week-old baby.
Oh, the hate was real, man. Oh my God.
Unbelievable.
Crazy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I've never been trolled in another language. It was a first.
It was nice. It's good to know. So just in case anybody... We weren't even going to mention this again, but I cannot live in a world where people think that we would let our 1-year-old, 1-week-old baby have cosmetic surgery on his ears. So absolutely not. It was it was masking tape. Exactly. Like, that was it. And to be honest, they look banging now.
They look amazing. It
has worked. It has worked.
Looks fantastic, yeah.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, this little segment is sponsored by Cosmetic Surgery for Babies. Get in touch. I'll sort yous out.
I've got him booked in for his Botox next week.
Yeah, good. You haven't even had any yet. You should probably...
That was the irony of the whole thing. Yeah. All these people were like, can't believe you've got cosmetics. I was like, I have never had any cosmetic surgery in my entire life. Why do you think I would bypass myself and give it to me 1-week-old baby, you fucking morons?
if anyone out there ever does actually get under the knife surgery on their weak old baby, yeah, you troll them, I think.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But fucking fact check it first, please. Thank you. And guten Tag.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for What's Your Beef?
Hello, Chris.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Chris.
Belinda, yes.
Listen, I've had me injections.
Right.
I've had two of them.
Right.
So the door's open, pet.
Right.
Has it? Okay. Put when me did... 90 down when you're done,
oh,
son.
Oh, when did you get them done?
Just last week.
Right, so thankfully we'll have to wait 3 months, so.
I might not be here, sunshine.
Here's hoping.
Love you, bye. What a slag!
Pull me night down when you're slag. Done. That's the worst thing you've ever said.
Is it?
That was horrible. Is it weird that I can smell her when you do her?
Oh.
When you do her, I can smell her.
I watched a video this morning on my phone.
Sorry, has she got a dressing gown on?
No. Well, why?
Belinda, just when you do Belinda and she's smoking, has she always got a dressing gown
on? Of course she has.
Yeah, I thought
she
so.
She lives in her dressing gown all day.
Yeah.
She's only got one of them.
Just checking. She's only got one dressing gown?
Yeah.
But it's fucking...
Oh, it's lifting.
Oh, but it walks to the... Fucking toilet on its own.
Yeah. I watched a video of someone today.
Yeah.
And I could smell them. On the video.
What do you mean?
Just, you know, when you see someone and you think, I can smell you.
Yeah.
I can smell what you smell like. True story.
Oh, it's fantastic.
So I'm glad Belinda's still alive, to be honest, because, you know.
She's done well.
She is.
I don't know if that's factual, by the way. I'm sure you've got to wait some time after the final jab. I don't know what it is. I don't watch the news.
Chris, genuinely, it could all be over. We have stopped watching the news completely.
I'm probably listening to this now. All in the pub going, why is he so upset?
Was he? Chris?
All at one of my gigs, looking at an empty stage going, "What? Where is he? Oh, he's just fucking locked himself in the house, assuming with his bad ankle.
I miss the pub so much.
Yeah.
Honestly.
I miss the theatre. They've had no support either. They've had no help.
Theatres
were the first thing to shut, and that was it.
From the beginning.
Be nuts.
Just like, no way.
We're back soon, hopefully. I'm feeling some positivity coming in. I've had a bit of a laugh. I'm feeling some positivity coming in. We'll be back soon.
My beef
is
with
that a big, fat, miserable pig?
Always.
Got you.
But my beef with you this week is, annoyingly, I'm like, have I said this before?
Probably.
It's come up again. You... Mm-hmm. Like all of my things on Instagram.
Thank you. Supportive husband.
You don't watch them?
No, I haven't got time. Busy.
Stop it.
I just support you. I just like that. Support you. I go, there's a post from her. God, great.
Chris.
Double click, little heart.
But then I said to you, I said, did you like that video? And you go, I didn't watch it. And I said, well, you liked it.
Well, yeah, but that was yesterday. That was because I'd been putting Robin to bed. And I think since Rafe was born, he feels like he's missing out. So I sort of sit in his bed with him until he falls asleep. Mm-hmm. And I sit on my phone. And I've obviously got it on silent because I'm not going to watch you fucking sit because he's going to sit up and go, what's that, Dad? Mm-hmm. So I've got it on silent. So I just quickly liked it.
But that's that. Why?
Sorry, are you complaining that I'm giving you likes on Instagram? Are you fucking
I'm complaining.
Do you know how many people listening to this would die, literally throw themselves in front of a bus for me, Chris Ramsey, to like one of their shitty Instagram posts? Didn't think I'd get away with that. I was joking, guys. I'm joking. I've just hit myself in the teeth with my glass bottle.
The most disgusting thing you've ever said. No, I just... Why like something when you haven't watched it? Why give me a hollow like?
It's not a hollow like. I do like you. I do like you.
Yeah,
you
but
post
you don't know what
like,
I'm
like
saying. I could put a video on going, Chris Ramsey is awful. He's keeping us here against me will. Please help. Mm-hmm. And yeah. You'd like it.
Well, yeah. And then if I like it, they go, ah, it's obviously a joke. He's liked it. And then I keep you for longer. Not that I'd want to keep you. Fuck off. Go on. Doors open.
Is it though? Where am I going to go?
I don't know.
Actually, where am I going to go? Where would I go? Do if we split up now?
Yeah.
Genuinely, where would I go? Where would me and the kids go? Oh, actually, hang on.
Where would I go? I never understand that. When the woman leaves.
When the woman leaves with the kids. I'm like, bitch, she's staying in the house. Get him out.
I always just think, how's he pulled that off?
Oh, me too.
When it's literally like, I'm being sexist here, but when it's like, yeah, so me and the kids left, I'm like, he's done all right there. Like,
yeah, mate, I've never understood that. Honestly, even this is how much of a dick I am. Yeah. Even if I was completely in the wrong, right?
Yeah.
Let's say I've cheated on you with like 12 different blokes, right? Yeah. And a couple of lasses just for fun.
On the first day of cheaters?
On the first day of cheatmas.
Of cheatmas? 12 blokes?
On the first day of cheatmas, one... my wife was not shagging me.
One travelling salesman, one little plumber, one brilliant joiner,
three Royal Mail,
and a bloke who works in Wix. One in Beanham Bargains, one in... And the man at the end of the street. Hey! Right, that's enough.
Robin Ted, master. The surgeon who delivered Rafe.
I don't know why when you said 12, I was like, yeah, go on.
Well, I've had a busy time. Anyway, yeah, even if I had done that, stole all my money, everything, I'd still be like, get your bags.
Yeah. Wow. I mean, the stuff you're admitting to here is this hypothetical stuff. It's amazing. Keep this. I wonder if we could play any of this. Can you imagine if we got divorced and in the court we had to play snippets of the podcast? Imagine
how
horrendous.
It would be evidence. It would be.
It probably would be. Yeah. God.
Oh, that would be horrible. But then you know what would happen? We'd listen to it. It'd be quite fun, and we'd go, "Oh, I miss you."
Yeah.
And then you'd forgive me for all my shagging, and we'd live happily ever after.
Ta-da. Oh God.
Okay. What's your beef with me? Are we still on that section?
Yes, we are still on. I love that. We've done them. Let's skip. The fact that your beef, can we just reiterate, can we just summarise here that your beef with me was that I like your Instagram posts.
Without watching them.
Absolutely. Do you know what that's called?
No.
Do you know what that's called? It's called support.
No.
It's called unconditional support and love.
That's giving a present without a card.
That's ridiculous.
No.
What kind of tosser likes the card?
Me.
You'd rather have, so if I said to you, I've got your present, but I haven't got a card, you'd go, oh, it doesn't matter.
I mean, well, now that we look after the environment and that, I'm a bit more like, don't worry about the card. But back in the day, I used to like a card.
Really?
I don't worry about it so much now. That's a bad analogy. Behavior. I'm not good at analogies.
Terrible analogies.
Right.
I've done two amazing ones so far. Gym, barbecue, banging it out.
I can't think of anything.
The analogy game's up there today. Mm. Up there.
Okay. It's like sex with a fake orgasm.
Okay, then.
From you.
No.
Chris, I think you're broke.
Oh, God. My beef with you, right? Now, I've got two beefs, right? I'll let you, this is going to be like a goosebumps, pick the next bit, right? Pick your ending thing, pick your path. We've got one that's a little bit sort of lighthearted.
Mm.
You did it just before we started the podcast, and I sort of quickly wrote it down. Or we've got one that is going to go a little bit deeper. But the one that's going to go a bit deeper, there is a massive chance it will backfire on us very soon.
We're laughing now, but we're a bit on the vergey,
right, okay.
Relationship-wise.
Right, okay.
I mean, take that and run, press. Although I'm all right in the press. I'm just your wife. Nobody Chris actually Ramsey's Chris Ramsey's wife. Yeah. Can we just address that really quickly? If the press want to do a story involving me, right?
Yeah.
Just call us me. Don't Chris Ramsey's wife is. If you're going to do it about me, at least call us by my actual name and not the fucking person I married.
Yeah.
I am just known as somebody's other half.
You know what you should do? Get the fuck off these coattails, bitch. That's what you should do.
I'm sick of the coattails.
My beef with you this week is...
Right,
you,
come on. Right, where are you going with the horse?
Straight in.
One?
No, I'm going straight in. You never wear that Chris Ramsey's wife name badge that I bought you. Ever. You never wear it around the house. You never wear it at the shops. I'm sick of it. Good bloody money I paid for that.
It's just sad because it's ruining the fact that I used to, you know, like being married to you. Now I'm just... It's all
wow,
I am.
Wow, wow.
Chris,
oh
it's
my
all,
God.
Apparently, it's all I am. It's all I am. No. Oh. Right, come on. I'll
my
go.
Beef.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
Lay it on us.
Lay it
how
on
are
you?
How are you?
My beef with
Let's
you.
Go.
Right. Their fucking gloves are off. Sleeves are rolled up. My beef with you this week, and I may get proved wrong tonight, but my beef with you this week is you are constantly banging on about how hard it is being up all night with Rafe, but you will not let me do the night shift because you're just claiming that I can't do it.
Yeah.
And I've said to you, I'm going to come downstairs, I'll have the telly on, I'll have everything set out, and you are saying, no, it has to be done in the bedroom. And I'm like, but I'm not going to do it full time. I'm just going to give you a night where you can have a full night's sleep. I want to do it downstairs, but you've got this thing where you're telling us you're knackered and that I need to do it. And then I say, okay, I'll do it. But you go, but you can't do it. And it's like this weird catch 22 that I'm in, where you're telling us that I need to sort the thing out, but you won't let us sort the thing
right,
out.
Right, okay. No, well... Well, hang on a minute. Mm-hmm. Your beef is invalid because you are doing it tonight.
Your beef is invalid.
You bitch, take back your beef.
That's a t-shirt, that. Your beef is invalid.
It's very good.
Trademark.
All right. Gosh. You are doing it tonight. But all I'm saying is it's horrible and I don't think you'll be able to cope because you don't have very good coping skills. And
that
we've learned this.
That is true.
We've learned this. And
that
you know when your coping skills are even worse?
When
you're tired.
Right, okay,
and you're going to be
I thought
really
this was going to backfire
tired.
Tonight. It's backfired almost immediately. This.
That's all I'm saying. Oh. And it's really hard. And you know what? It takes every ounce of your everything to not get like upset.
Right. But this,
do you know when
like,
you're really
yeah,
tired
yeah.
and the
There's
baby and you, it's,
okay.
it's really hard?
There's the difference. You put him down and then you lie down. And the reason you're getting upset is because he's like waking you up like Guantanamo Bay, sleep deprived. Because you let them drift off and then you wake them up. That's how the torture works. That's how sleep deprivation works. Mm. You don't just keep them up. You let them drift off and then you wake them up. I saw it on him.
So you're just going to stay awake all night?
Pulling all night, a baby. Pulling all night, a coffee machine on. Might order a pizza. If you hear the door going at 1 a.m, it's a pizza, right? Gonna all night it. Might start the Mandalorian again.
So how long are you gonna sleep the next day?
All day.
No,
this is answered.
This is not sorted.
No, this
isn't fair.
Rosie,
no.
Honestly, I'm in utopia. It, absolutely sorted. Because I sleep through the days and all the homeschooling and all the depression. I can sleep through all that, and then at night I'm up and I can watch what I want on the telly. And
I can't
and
keep
beer.
Robin quiet all day. You've got till like 11 o'clock, and that's
Would
it.
Would you accept it if I slept in the motorhome?
Yeah, I could keep him out of there.
That'd be days.
Although, could I? Where's
could.
Dad?
Just say it worked. No. Well, why would you do that? Why would you do that, you fucking dick? Just crumbling straight away. Just goes to work. He's gone. He's out.
He knows. He knows you're not allowed to go to work in a minute.
Do you know I literally actively make sure he goes nowhere near? If he wants to go upstairs when you're asleep, I'm like, no. The amount of times you're like, I couldn't stop him, Chris. He's 5. What do you mean you couldn't stop him? Did he overpower you?
Yes.
Dick.
I only sleep in till like 10, 11 at the latest. Yeah. That's all you're getting. Tomorrow.
Jokes aside, I'm really proud of you. You're doing really well, and I wish I could have helped more because of my bad foot and that. But I'll be back on it shortly.
Okay. Well, you're doing it tonight, aren't you?
Okay.
You're joking.
Now that I know I can't sleep all day tomorrow, I'm not that bothered.
No, you can't sleep all day tomorrow.
I'll sleep 7 till 7.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. slack 12 hours. Go to sleep when it's dark. Wake up when it's dark.
This is the worst thing ever. I'll just do it again. I'm fine.
Oh my God.
Here's something for you. Instagram again. Apologies, because it's all I do now. Do you know how my Insta stories usually depict, is that the right word? About 3.5 minutes of my day. Usually.
Yeah.
3.5 minutes of my day and then possibly a post every day. So you're seeing the tiniest part of my life, really. Yeah. Somebody messaged yesterday saying, does Chris ever hold that baby?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
my
yes.
God.
Do you know the other 23 hours and 57 minutes.
Fuck me. People are crazy, man.
I know.
What's wrong with everyone?
I don't know.
It's so, madness.
Unfortunately, we are displaying... This is why we couldn't do a reality show. Because people would be like, do you ever do this?
Yeah, so you even if you put like 10 frames up, that would only be 150 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. And so for 150 seconds of the day, they don't see me holding him and they're like, oh, he's a pig. Chauvinist pig.
Worst dad ever.
Does Chris ever hold that baby? Hey, if you're listening, go fuck yourself.
Honestly, I messaged back going, no, he doesn't.
I bet you did. Don't, because I bet you did. You would do that and they won't know you're joking, man. The police will turn up.
He does nothing to help me in this house. He sits on his backside.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
It's time for questions from the public.
And the cues from the pews.
Public.
I'm Oof.
I'm Oof.
I'm Oof.
That's the crown, isn't it?
That's all I can say.
I'm Oof.
Hello, I'm Oof.
Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch at shagmarinode@gmail.com, send us whatever you bloody like, please. So amazing that you're still sending stuff. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. They keep flying in, pouring in. We'll love it.
It's great,
cheers.
Isn't it great?
So amazing.
I genuinely really enjoy doing this podcast. I know we've been slightly passive aggressive
today.
I'm
whinging, but this is my therapy. You know, if I go on stage and I do like an angry rant about something, I'm not fuming. I'm enjoying it. Yeah. I mean, it's the process of doing it. Do you know what I mean?
And can we? I'm going to sound like such a gushy bugger, but podcasts are great. You know, they've been getting me through the night feeds at the minute. I'm listening to loads. Yeah. Can't listen to me true crime ones during the night though.
No,
I get a bit scared.
Rosie, you made me. No word of a lie. You made me watch a bit of the thing the other day on Netflix. What was it? The Night Stalker.
The Night Stalker on Netflix.
Oh, fuck, shower.
I know.
And then we watched a bit of the Night Stalker. Then went upstairs, watched a bit more of it, and you blooming squeezed all your tit juice into a cup, and you went,
great.
"Will you go on?" I'm not a scientist. You squeezed your tit juice into a cup and you went, will you go and put this tit juice in the fridge, please?
Stop.
And I had to come back downstairs after watching the fucking...
I know.
The Night Ripper or whatever it was. The Night Crawler. The Night Stalker.
I love it, you know, but it terrifies us.
Absolutely horrible. Yeah. I'm not going to watch any more of that.
Well, I haven't been listening to true crime during the night. I've got to listen to something a bit more upbeat.
Well, that's the problem, right, with these true crime things. Like, I don't watch horror films. I still haven't seen It.
No, me neither.
What I do is I watch Babadook and It were the two that I really wanted to see because I watched the trailer and I was like, oh, they look really good. Mm. But I can't watch them because I get too scared and I live in my own head afterwards.
Yeah.
I like, my imagination runs wild. Mm-hmm. But you can watch one of them and go, ah, it's bullshit, that'll never happen. But you watch one of them and you go, that'll never... Oh, hold on, no, they weren't actors, they were real people.
Oh, yeah,
that fucking happened.
Serial killer.
Yeah. Ugh.
What you've got to remember though, that was in the 80s. A lot of people didn't lock the doors in that. Slept with the windows open and stuff like that. So I think we're okay now.
Yeah.
We were talking about this. There's not many serial killers nowadays. Because they kind of get...
It. Don't jinx it. Rosie, stop it. This podcast's got weird fucking voodoo magic. One of my sponsors was staying in. We fucking stayed in for a year.
Okay. What, do you think we're going to get killed by a serial killer?
No, they'll probably be like... there'll be like 10 serial killers start and they'll be in getting interviewed and they'll go, oh yeah, we'll listen to this podcast and they said they weren't serial killers. So we thought, I will prove them wrong. Just be our luck.
Great.
Just be our bloody luck. Congrats. Well done. Well done. Oh. Come keep your fucking mouth shut.
Blood
well
on
done.
Your hands.
Blood on your hands.
Hands.
Okay, got a question here. Hey, Chris and Rosie. I took a poll in the office. There in speech marks. I don't work in an office, and I didn't make an official poll. I just asked everyone within my workplace. That's kind of what they are anyway.
So, yeah.
I don't imagine people properly. I mean, some people might with a little bar and gate.
Mm.
Either way, as long as you've asked everyone, happy days.
Yeah.
My question is, and I didn't expect this.
Okay.
Do you chew your mash, beans or jelly?
Oh.
I make my mash as smooth as possible. Mm. I don't like lumps. You're talking about mashed potato.
Yeah.
So I don't see the point in chewing it. I just kind of squish it to the roof of my mouth and swallow. Same with jelly. However, beans, brackets, now this is strictly beans on their own, not a forkful of beans and something else, just beans. I can't stand the texture in the middle of beans, but I enjoy the taste, so I swallow them whole.
Oh. Okay, that's not going to be good for your digestive system.
So fucking weird. However, everyone in my work is adamant that they chew all three.
Oh, wow. What
the way
is...
they've written this, I don't know if it's a man or a woman, but the way they've written, everyone in my work is adamant that they chew all three, and some of them are fucking lying.
It's so funny, isn't it, when your friends are like, got work today, oh, I'm swamped. swamped. Yeah. All they do is shit like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
These normal folk who go out to work, they do fuck
stop
all.
Stop being jealous of people who get
I know,
leave
I'm so jealous. I used stop to do stuff jealous. Like this back in the day when
so
I...
So she, he or she, I think it's a she, I don't know why. He or she has a fork full of beans and he swallows doesn't. The beans like vitamin tablets. Like paracetamol. Like
they're soft, man. I'm sure when I have beans, if a couple of rogue full ones get through. Do you know
you
what
don't
I mean?
Think you chew every single
nah,
bean?
Do you fuck? No. Right. Yes, okay. Keep swearing. I'm so sorry. Okay. Sorry, fine. Mom. Sorry, Nana.
Tis the season.
I'll get texts. Not Dad, because he doesn't listen. Thanks, Dad. Thanks for all your support.
My mum and Dad don't listen either. Fuck you too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, do you... So, she just he or she just doesn't chew beans at all, but likes the taste of them. Mm-hmm. Now, this is going to annoy you. So, you know how I was a spoilt child?
And yeah.
My mum used to sieve me bolognese.
Yeah.
Do you know sometimes she used to sieve beans for us? So, I got just the juice because I didn't like the beans.
What? Oh, is that a joke?
No, seriously. She used to sieve beans because I just like the tomato sauce that the beans came
I'm
in,
sorry.
But I didn't like the beans.
I'm sorry. Yeah. What's the point?
So, if I had if I was having like turkey jettas and potato waffles and... You know,
bean sauce.
So I just get some bean sauce in the side rather than the actual.
So what? Would you squash the beans?
No,
and
I should
sieve
them. Put them in a sieve and just so the sauce just came through. So I just got. You know, sometimes you do beans in the pan or whatever.
Yeah,
and there's lots of sauce. So you know, I'd get the beans.
That's the most just ridiculous the thing ever.
Bad that, innit? And then she used to sometimes it'd be spaghetti hoops instead. But I was like, the sauce isn't the same, ma'am. And it just wasn't the same. It wasn't the same as the bean sauce. So there you go.
So you got all your roughage. Yeah.
I've
no wonder you,
you
look dead when I met you.
I've told you before, I don't know how I'm still alive.
I know.
Shit, I ate.
Well, I remember when I first met you, you were just pale all the time.
Yeah.
Do you remember? I was like, you are pasty as out.
I remember the first time you told me that. That was nice.
Yeah.
First time you looked us in the eyes and said, you are pasty as out, you like, by the way.
I agree with the mashed potato. I don't think I chew mashed potato.
I don't think you can chew mashed potato. You can't chew jelly either, can you?
No. Love mashed potato.
Even mashed potato with lumps, you can just hosh it down.
Hosh it down.
My diet when I was a kid was atrocious. No food. No, literally no food. No veg.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've talked about this before. Me packed lunches at school was bread and butter and then like a cheese string and then probably a vanilla yogurt and a chocolate bar and a pack of crisps.
Wow.
Bad.
You lucky.
Yeah, lucky.
We weren't allowed to leave the table until my brother had ate all his broccoli.
Nah, never.
Honestly, can you imagine telling a 9-year-old that I was not allowed to leave the table until my brother had ate all his vegetables and he hated vegetables. So we'd all be sat there around the table and like my dad as well. Come on, Kev. How are you, Kev? Come on, eat them up. And me and Kate were like, Kev, come on, please. I want it, please. We're going to play Dream Food.
You don't know
Kev,
what it's
come
like.
Come on, eat your broccoli.
No, nah, you do not know what it's like to be a kid who doesn't like it. It's like at the back of your mouth, it makes you gag and stuff.
Christopher.
What?
I think you'll find. Oh, I absolutely know what that's like.
That's disgusting. That's
we all know what that's
disgusting.
Like. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Hi, Rosie and Chris. Please, can you settle something for me and my boyfriend?
Always.
When I load and unload the dishwasher, I fully unload the clean stuff before putting in the dirty stuff.
Obviously.
My boyfriend unloads one half, brackets, the bottom drawer, and leaves the clean glasses / mugs in the top. Loads the bottom half with dirty stuff, then shuts it again. Please confirm to my boyfriend that this is quite clearly wrong.
Okay. I have thought about doing this before.
What?
I have.
What?
I've thought about doing this before, but now I go from the top down. He's going from the bottom up. Started
right,
from the
first
bottom,
of all,
now we're here.
You've got to go from the bottom up. What's wrong with you?
Why?
Because otherwise, if you're taking cups and stuff, if you've got like a mug or something and you turn it upside down, the dishwasher water from the mug's going to fall down on the clean stuff that you've just...
It doesn't matter. It's just water in it.
Well, no, but you've just cleaned them. You want them to be clean. So you on the bottom, take the plates and stuff out.
I go from top to bottom.
No.
That's how my brain works.
Is that why sometimes I get a plate out and there's fucking... It's wet. Or maybe. A bowl. And maybe. There'll be liquid in my bowl.
Maybe.
That's just awful. So that's madness what he's doing. What if there's like bits of curry and rice on and you're flicking stuff around? What if you end up with a little bit of tikka masala in your mug?
I don't think it's the end of the world. At least he's doing it. So then he just puts the dirty stuff in and then he'll obviously empty the top bit.
Yeah.
He's doing your system, right?
But that's an easy fuck up waiting to happen. That's, I momentarily took a phone call and now there's a fucking plate with chili con carne in the cupboard.
Right, okay. But let's just clarify, you are one of them people where that would ruin your day. We had beans and sausages on toast just for lunch, right? Yeah. We talk about beans a lot. We had beans and sausages for our toast.
We'll do it just in case anyone wants to know. We're doing well. We had beans and sausages.
Branston.
Was it a tin each? No, it wasn't.
Shared one.
It was half a tin between two slices of bread.
Anyway, yeah. I put the beans and sausages in the microwave.
Maniac.
And I hadn't put a bit of kitchen roll over. You honestly, you could hear it sizzling. You opened it, you went, yeah, what? You haven't covered this.
She didn't cover them. Guys, she didn't cover. There was a bowl of beans and sausages, right, in the microwave, right, just spinning round. Little beans just exploding everywhere. Bean juice all over the top of the fucking microwave. My mum's going to come round, spoon that up for us later for me supper. Honestly, I could hear them popping. And I thought, why did I cover this? Like a little bowl of hand grenades.
But your reaction was the most ridiculous thing ever. Unnecessary, babe.
Well, not covering them was ridiculous, in my opinion. You should have covered them. Sometimes I do kitchen roll and a plate, just so you know.
Then they don't heat up.
They do heat. What do you mean? What do you think the plate's made of? Fucking lead. They do heat
longer.
Up. It doesn't. Yeah, I hear them bubbling away.
I haven't got very good microwave etiquette. I'm not going to lie. I'm not sure what you're allowed to put in and what you're not. It's always just a bit of a guessing game.
Great. Absolutely great.
It's the same as the toaster. I don't know why, but I know you're not meant to. But when I've got something in the toaster, I just want to stick my knife in.
I do. Mean, that's worrying.
I do.
Is that what lockdown's done to you?
No, this has been forever. Just so want to stick my knife in. But I'm like, I know that I'm not meant to do that.
Yeah.
Because I think I've seen a video when I was little.
Yeah.
Of the when the firemen used to come to school.
What do you mean you don't know what goes in a microwave? What do you mean?
Like, can you put tinfoil in?
No.
Right, okay. Well, there you go. Thank you.
That's like,
but you can put
like
cling
the
film
first
in.
Thing you get. Yes, you can
right,
put cling film in.
But you can't put metal in.
No.
But can you put glass in?
Yes.
Right? Plastic. Yes.
Yes.
Not all plastic though.
Some.
Right. Well, this is, I'm sorry, this is where
oh
the
my
line
God.
Gets
oh my
crossed.
God. The rule is, right, don't put fucking metal in, and right, anything else that you're going to put in, make sure it's microwave safe.
Right, okay. Well,
this is like 101. This is what your mom tells you the first time you're fucking
Grace,
doing soup
Grace,
when you're like eight.
I don't listen.
There it is.
Been, I've made it this far. Let's put it that way.
Ridiculous.
I've just made it this far.
Just ridiculous. So you're telling me, right, back to this guy. So if this guy takes a phone call while he's doing he's got his stupid system where he takes the clean stuff out and puts the dirty stuff in before he's finished with taking all the clean stuff out. If he somehow gets mixed up and puts like a plate into the cupboard with like a big bit of ketchup on the corner, you know, and some rice left over or whatever, and you get a plate out, if you got a plate out to go and make yourself some food, and there was like week-old fucking ketchup and shit all over the plate, that wouldn't ruin your day.
Happens all the time.
Good
Have
God.
You seen our knife drawer?
Good God.
There's always bits of crud on our knives and forks. Always. Doesn't ruin me, did you? Know what I do? I put it back in.
The drawer?
The dishwasher.
Or the dishwasher.
Or I just scrape it off. Do you not just scrape it off?
No, I'll wash it. I'll clean it. I'll wash it. Yeah. Soak it. Oh, she's got another bit here. That's from Kath. She's got another bit here.
Come on.
P.S. When you were talking about sharing towels, it reminds me of when I was about 10. And you remember talk about sharing towels a while
ages ago?
Which weirdly we've started doing.
Oh,
that.
Do you know why though?
Isn't that terrible?
Well, because we don't know our arse from our elbow at the minute.
Yeah.
So we are sharing towels left, right, and centre.
It's crazy. I go, whose towel is this? Does it smell like shit or damp? No, I'll have it.
Yeah.
It's bad, isn't it?
Yeah,
we've become what we hate.
Well, I know. Do you remember mine last week that had pizza all over it?
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. That was.
I ended up using that for another 3 days. You know.
That was a what?
I did, yeah.
Right,
I
so
just
guys,
didn't use the bit with the pizza on.
We were in Rosie's little dressing room thing the other day, and Rosie went, "Why is me towel on the floor?" And she picked the towel up and she went, "Oh, that's right, I dropped pizza on it," which is just a ridiculous sentence for a grown up to drop pizza on the towel. And then, well, I thought you'd put it in the wash. You'd use that towel for another few days.
Well, bit of the pizza dropping was on the bit that you tuck in. So it was kind of on the outskirts of the towel, wasn't in the drying bit.
Right.
So I just avoided it and managed to get another 3 days.
Wow.
Actually, I think that's pretty good.
You're a slob. And can I also say as well, the amount of little flakes of chocolate I'm finding on our baby. Right? Yeah. You know what you're doing? The amount of chocolate I'm finding on our son. He's like got a little onesie on. And I look and there's a chocolate stain on the onesie. And I'm like, you don't eat chocolate. Oh no. Your mom's been troughing chocolate cornflake cakes over your sleeping body, son, and just fucking raining down shards of chocolate on you.
Chris, I thought he had a mole. I thought he had a mole in the crease of his neck, and I was like, he...
That's fucking terrible. That you want locked up. This is the one. I'm making note of it for the divorce in the court. This is the episode. This is the fucking episode that wins me that divorce.
What? Do you want the kids full time, do you?
Actually, no. Let's delete this episode. Let's delete this episode. Poor kid. Anyway. P.S. When you were talking about sharing towels, it reminds me of when I was about 10 and innocently used a flannel off the towel reel. I was then asked by my dad who had used his special flannel, to which I quite adamantly replied it was me. My dad,
special flannel?
Well, my dad had been recovering from an operation where he couldn't get his leg wet. I'd been washing my face with it and my dad had been washing his entire body with it.
Oh, ew. Ew. Oh, dad
honestly,
washing
I've
up.
I've said it before, don't trust a flannel.
Nah.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, knowing how much you love a good first date story, I thought I'd tell you about mine. After separating from my husband, I decided to go on a dating site. Brackets, not Tinder. Exclamation mark. Fair enough, we'll get you. Quite quickly, brackets, because I'm a catch, lol, I started chatting to this guy. After a couple of days of talking, he decided he would like to meet up and wanted to come and see me at the weekend.
Nice. Can I just put in there, on dating sites, you don't have to be a catch for people to talk to you. I'm not trying to downplay it. She might be the absolute fittest lass in the world, but right. they just talk to anybody.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, that's really nice of you to drop this in on this. No. Really nice of you to interject.
There's
with
some
that.
Awful people on dating sites.
All right, but really, I mean, you genuine piece of shit.
What?
Just wanted to just overheard you there from the other table. anyone will chat to you on dating sites, just so you know. So.
Oh just, no, I'm a troll.
You've trolled. Oh, you've trolled this person in real life.
I'm sorry.
And then you know what happens? And then when she gets upset, you go, you say the age old, I'm just being honest.
I'm just throwing in you.
Just being honest. I'm just saying what's on
oh,
your mind.
Oh no, what's happened? Yeah. They've turned us.
No need
I'm
for
so
that.
Sorry.
No
okay. Look, you're a queen.
No, don't talk to anyone, right? You only talk. I'm surprised they even taught you, love. They must have been so intimidated by how gorgeous you are. They've got to fix it. Thank you. Rosie.
Sorry about that.
Dickhead. One of the questions he asked me was, is there a local airfield near you, as I have my own plane
and
would like to fly you to the Isle of Bute for lunch?
Bullshit.
Right.
Utter bullshit.
Why do you think it's bullshit?
Oh, because I'm... What man with a plane is on a dating site?
What? Wow, really? So you think having a plane means you'll never be single?
Yes! Yes,
that's weird.
Exactly
what I
think. I
didn't imagine you would come down on this side of it. I thought when I read this out, you'd be like, oh, what a wanker he is. But you're like, no, he's got to be lying. He cannot have a plane
Doesn't
and
exist.
Be single.
Chris, have you ever heard of catfishing?
Yeah.
Do not believe what anyone says until you see it in the flesh. Until she's picked up on that plane, I wouldn't even get ready.
Okay.
I'd be like, text us when you're there, send us a picture, and then I'll get ready. How are we then? No, carry on.
At this point, I hadn't told him my ex was an airline captain and didn't want to burst his bubble as he was obviously trying to impress me, so I kept it quiet and went along with it. We agreed to meet on Saturday, weather permitting. The morning arrived and it was looking promising, albeit a tad breezy as it usually is in the west of Scotland. I arrived to find not the Biggles type I'd imagine. Now, I've had to Google what Biggles is and it's basically that... You know, leather helmet, leather hat thing, goggles, tash, and white.
Yes.
You know, like aviator kind of style.
Yeah.
Not the Biggles type I'd imagine, but I thought, well, I'm here now, so in for a penny. Right, I'm guessing he's not that fit then. Is that what she's after? Is that what she's trying to get at here?
I think she thought, like, Prince Philip was going to turn up in a plane.
So we wouldn't be driving it. It would be, like,
I think
747.
Like, what's how many days around the world? We've done this before.
Depends how you're travelling.
No, what's the story?
How many days around? How long's a piece of string?
Right, okay. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Right, okay.
I think
that's
she was expecting the grander or from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, Van Dyke.
So she's wrote here,
I don't know
right?
where we're going with this anyway.
Well, basically, I don't know. She says it wasn't what she imagined, but in for a penny, so she's going for it.
Mm.
I managed to... This is one of the most backhanded, snide things I think I've ever heard anyone say.
Okay.
I managed to clamber into the very snug cockpit. She's slagging off his plane. How hard is this person to impress?
Wow.
Cockpit's a bit snug.
Imagine that. Imagine your date turns up in his plane and you're like, a bit small.
Yeah. Wow. Some people, you just can't impress
them. Well, at least he's gone in his plane,
Rosie,
though.
He's
I've been proved
wrong. Yeah. Yeah.
But she used to go out with the captain, though.
Well, I think that's the point.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, an airline
She's
captain.
She's like, my ex
Yeah.
Planed a Boeing 777.
Planed a Boeing. Do you mean piloted?
Oh, yeah. I couldn't say drove, could I?
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I'll be your planer for this evening. We'll be planing at approximately 45,000 feet and planing on over to the Isle of Magaluf at about 1,700 hours local time. And during the planing, don't forget to... I hate you. I managed to clamber into the very snug cockpit, fucking slam dunk, put my headphones on and we set off. No sooner were we at cruising altitude than he proceeded to tell me that his flying buddy had crashed his plane coming out of Butte, killing his father-in-law and giving himself 40-degree burns.
What?
Hell of a fucking chat that. So he's going to they're going to this island and straight away, oh, they're on the way to the island while they're in the air, he goes, oh, by the way, my mate crashed on this exact flight the other day, killing his father-in-law and giving himself 40-degree burns. So that's a good start of the day.
Excited, can't wait for landing.
That's literally like about to have sex with someone and tell them about your STI. Yeah. That's the plain version of that.
Just to let you know, love, I am fucking riddled. But you happy to go ahead, yeah? We're in.
He reassured me that he'd done this route hundreds of times and that I had nothing to worry about. Thankfully, we landed okay and went into Butte for a pub lunch. I hope I'm saying that right. Boot or Butte, whatever.
I think it's actually Butte.
Butte, probably Butte. After the lunch, he said, would you like to see the crash site?
Well, his friend.
Yeah. Well, what girl would say no to that moment of happiness? After seeing the burnt out hedge and the field, we headed back to his plane and took off. Right. Heart in mouth. Now, I have a sick sense of humour, and halfway back, I made a point of looking out of the side window next to me. Then I said in a very worried voice, is there supposed to be smoke coming out of this wing? He looked panicked and said, what? I said, there's black smoke pouring out of this wing, is that normal? The look of fear on his face was priceless, and he started to try and unbuckle himself from his seat to get a better look. At this point, I laughed and said, I'm only joking.
She's a maniac.
Gee whiz.
Wow.
To get his own.
Are you going to do that when your ex is flying on his easy jet? Huh?
Oh. To get his own back, he took the plane into a nosedive and my stomach did a few flips. That'll teach you, he said. With only a few minutes to landing, brackets, I could see the field, I could feel the nausea starting to build. We were on the descent and I couldn't hold it any longer and grabbed the smallest sick bag you have ever seen in your life and started to throw up
this
into it.
This is horrible. This is absolutely awful.
I started reading it and it was like, I was on a date inside and he's going to pick us up and he's playing. And I was going out with a captain. So I'm like, this is going to be the most luxurious.
Absolutely.
It's a fucking shit show.
I'm thinking
from start
she's
to finish.
Landed on her feet. Yeah, and this is horrible. They sound horrible.
He lands the plane and I'm still honking. Love that. Honking up. Now, local airfields are basically just a farmer's bit of land. So they are not smooth like a proper runway. In fact, the total opposite. So that when he touches down, the sick in the bag starts flying up into my face.
Nah.
So that by the time we come to a standstill, I am dripping in my own
vomit. Oh my word.
I drag myself out of the plane and head to the nearest toilet, relieved that I am on solid ground, and two, he won't be asking for a kiss. Well, I was wrong. He did want a kiss. Hey, how the other half live, eh? Look at these
guys.
Is
that it?
Unbelievable,
isn't it? That's disgusting. Actually...
She never contacted him again, and the moral of story is don't be a cocky twatter at the mercy of a man in a tiny plane. Still call his plane tiny.
Wow, bitch. don't get in people's planes. That's really dangerous, actually. Well, the more I think about that...
Right.
She could have been mincemeat.
What do you mean? What, just her?
Well, he might have woke up one day and thought, you know what, yeah. I don't want to be here anymore and I'm sick and I want to kill someone.
Take
and
someone
he could have got her and then that's his sick joke.
Got you. Right, okay. Yeah. It needed to be someone new.
Yeah.
I mean, but you could think about anything. Don't get anyone's car. Don't get in the back of anyone's moped. Don't walk along the street with anyone.
But the plane's a bit more, isn't it? You can jump out of a car.
You would jump out of a car? You would jump out of a car?
I've thought this in my head a lot of times.
Right.
If I was in a car, and so with the attacker,
with the attacker,
if the door was open, I would kamikaze roll out that car.
In what scenario are they attacking you? Are they going to drive into something?
Yeah.
And they're telling you.
Or they've got a gun or a knife or anything. I would, unless, do you remember Bones, the film? When they try and open the lock and it's like all pointy?
No.
The killer in Bones, the lock that you try to open in the back of the car,
right?
He's cut that off and he's made it into a point so when you try and do it, cuts your fingers. You not remember that part? That stuck with me. That
never
has.
Seen Bones. Don't know what Bones is.
You've never seen Bones?
No, what's Bones?
Is it called Bones?
Brilliant. Fucking brilliant. Oh my God! What the... Guys, just see what I live with. You've never seen Bones, shock. Is it called Bones? In the next breath.
Oh, the Bone Collector.
Fuck me.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Thank you once again for listening to this week's episode of Shag Marinoid, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Do you know what? I am a different, little boy than I was at the beginning. I'm really happy now. This has really, really helped. Guys, thank you so, so much for listening. It's so bloody good to be back.
You're our therapy.
Yeah, you are genuinely our therapy. Hope you're all right. I hope you're all hanging in. Please send whatever you want to shagmarinoid, not whatever you want, at shagmarinoid@gmail.com, and we will be back in your ears next week. Hang in there. Bloody love you. See you soon.
Take care. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Hey folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.